Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this Thanksgiving edition of the League Wraparound. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this Thanksgiving edition of the program, we have her back on, Sonia Greenfield. Sonia is the director of writer management and an editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Our Turf Football is the complete media outlet that covers the NFL from a woman's perspective, and she's also a diehard Detroit Lions fan. On the program, we recap the Lions game against the Browns. Also, we talk a little bit about the Lions offense and defense, and we also talk about the NFL Thanksgiving Day tradition in Detroit and so much more, and also some Thanksgiving stuff that she has planned. That's all coming up on this Thanksgiving edition of the program. And again, on behalf of from my family to yours, just want to wish each and every one of you a very safe and very happy Thanksgiving. It's a lot that's happened in our world the last couple of years, but thank God we made it this far, and thank God for our families and our friends and also the ones that we can share this holiday with. All right, let's get right to the most important games. Let's give you a recap of the scores from Week 11's most important games in the NFL. Let's start off with Thursday night football between the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. It was never close. Patriots beat the Dirty Birds. Final score, 25-0. The Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings battled to a finish. It was a fight to the finish in this NFC North rivalry. Greg Joseph's last-second field goal helped the Vikings beat the Packers. Final score, 34-31. The New Orleans Saints took on the Philadelphia Eagles, and the matchup was never close. They met in the city of brotherly love. Jalen Hurts had his way with 3 rushing touchdowns. The Eagles would go on to beat the Saints. Final score, 40-29. The Cincinnati Bengals squared off against the Las Vegas Raiders. It was all Bengals all the time. The Houdet would go on to beat the Silver and Black. Cincinnati would win 32-13. The Dallas Cowboys took on the Kansas City Chiefs in a highly anticipated matchup, and it was the Chiefs' defense handling their business, beating the Cowboys. Final score, 19-9. We had an NFC West showdown between the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle just never got into the groove of things. The Cardinals would go on to beat the Seahawks. Final score, 23-13. What a Sunday night football it was between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Los Angeles Chargers. Justin Herbert was on his A game and then some, beating the Steelers in a close one. Final score, 41-37. And on Monday night football, it was between the New York Giants and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Giants had no answer for Tom Brady, and the Bucs offense and the Bucs defense manhandled Giants quarterback Daniel Jones. The Buccaneers would go on to beat the Giants. Final score, 30-10. And those are the scores from the most important games from Week 11 in the NFL. All right, now it's time for my top 3 storylines from this past week. I want to start off with Jalen Hurts. I mean, a lot of people, there have been questions about Jalen Hurts. Can he be the starting quarterback for the Eagles going forward? Is he the future? And what he's done this year, and particularly in last week's game against the New Orleans Saints, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Jalen Hurts should be the starting quarterback and should be the franchise quarterback for the Eagles. He brings such a dynamic to that team. He can throw the ball, and he can open up plays with his athletic ability. And the way the schedule is setting up, the Eagles have the easiest remaining schedule in the league. So Philly's got it going on right now, and they have a chance to, depending on how the ball swings, it looks as though, or should I say, depending on how the way the ball bounces, the Eagles have a chance to possibly win the NFC East and pull off the upset. A lot of people saying that Dallas was the front runner to win the NFC East. I don't know, by the way Dallas has played the last several weeks, it could go either way. It looks like Philly has the hot hand right now. But Jalen Hurts is a phenomenal and a very dynamic player. This is his first full year as the starting quarterback for the Eagles. Last year, he started 4 games. This year, he has started the first 11 games for the Eagles. He currently has 2,306 passing yards to go along with 13 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions. And he's got over 600 yards rushing to go along with 8 rushing touchdowns. I mean, Jalen Hurts is a very dynamic player, and I think the Eagles should really, really, really consider making him a franchise quarterback going forward. Again, he brings another element. I like the chemistry that he has with Devontae Smith, Jalen Reagor, of course, the tight end Dallas Goedert, who got a contract extension this week. I mean, well deserving of that. So everything is in place for Jalen to succeed in Philly unless things happen otherwise. But we can, I mean, Jalen is making the case that he deserves to be the franchise quarterback going forward in Philadelphia. My next storyline is going to be Justin Herbert. Man, last year's Offensive Rookie of the Year for the Chargers, Justin Herbert, has got the Chargers on a roll right now. And the AFC West is interesting this year because the Chiefs have been running the division for the last several years with Patrick Mahomes. The Broncos have been decent this year. The Raiders have been decent this year. But the Chargers are exciting. The Chargers are fun to watch. Then, you know, you've got Austin Eckler. You've also got Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Jared Cook. And also on the defensive side, you got the likes of Joey Bosa and Derwin James. But a key element of what makes this Charger team so exciting is Justin Herbert. If you didn't watch this Sunday night game against the Steelers, you missed out on a treat. Passing for over 380 yards, 3 touchdown passes, and he had 90 yards rushing. Justin Herbert is not just a great quarterback. He's a solid athlete and then some. And it all begins and ends with him. When Justin goes, so goes the Chargers. I mean, from the Chargers are an exciting team. They're a fun team to watch. They're fascinating. Again, if you didn't watch that Sunday night game, you missed out on a treat because this was Justin's first Sunday night football appearance, and man, as I said before, we know that Jalen Hurts is trying to cement himself as the franchise quarterback for the Eagles. Justin Herbert is the franchise quarterback. There is no second guessing or no questioning. Justin has solidified that and then some. And Justin Herbert, one of the great young talents to watch in the NFL, along with Jalen Hurts, and also Joe, you could put Joe Burrow in the mix as well, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes. And for my last storyline is going to be the NFL on Thanksgiving Day. The NFL played its first Thanksgiving Day games on November 25th, 1920. Check out these scores. The Canton Bulldogs lost to the Akron Pros 7-0. The Decatur Staleys beat the Chicago Tigers 6-0. The Dayton Triangles beat the Detroit Heralds 28-0. The Columbus Panhandles and the Elyria Athletics both tied at 0. The Chicago Boosters beat the Hammond Pros 27-0, and all Tonawanda defeated the Rochester Jeffersons 14-3. So there you have it, folks. Those were the slate of games on the first ever Thanksgiving Day NFL celebration, November 25th, 1920, and they played 6 games on that day. And then we move, and of course, we had the NFL-AFL where the first NFL-AFL doubleheader was played on November 24th, 1960. The NFL game was the Detroit Lions playing the Green Bay Packers. That game was on CBS. The Lions beat the Packers 23-10. And then on ABC, they carried the AFL game. The New York Titans going up against the Dallas Texans. The Titans beat the Texans 41-35. And then, of course, 1970 was the first year of the NFL merger between the NFL and the AFL. And November 26, 1970 was the first NFL doubleheader where the Detroit Lions beat the Oakland Raiders 28-14. That was on NBC. And then the game on CBS was the Dallas Cowboys beating the Green Bay Packers 16-3. So many great Thanksgiving memories that have been captured. Of course, we know about the typical teams with the Detroit Lions, the Dallas Cowboys, the Chicago Bears. Those teams have been staples as a part of the Thanksgiving tradition in the NFL. Gather around, eat your turkey and your cornbread dressing or your stuffing or your sweet potato pie or whatever, and you always see those three teams. But also since 2006, we've began to see other teams get in the mix of the Thanksgiving Day tradition. We've seen teams like Kansas City and, you know, the Falcons and the Colts and his recent memory with the Saints and so on and so forth. And the NFL on Thanksgiving is a wonderful tradition. It's an opportunity to not only to just gather around with the people that you love, but also get an opportunity to check out another feast and feasting on the NFL football. It's phenomenal. And again, as I stated before, you know, the Detroit Lions played their first Thanksgiving Day game in 1934. So the Detroit Lions played their first Thanksgiving Day game in 1934. And then also the Dallas Cowboys played their first game in 1966. The Chicago Bears played their first game in Thanksgiving Day game in 1920. And the Green Bay Packers played their first Thanksgiving game in 1923. So the Lions, Cowboys, Bears, and the Packers, of course, were the usual ones that you always see on Thanksgiving. And it's always fun to get an opportunity to just unwind, relax, and eat and enjoy company and watch football. You know, Thanksgiving, that's what it's all about. The weather is a little nippy depending on where you are, and just gather around and eat some good food. And coming up on a little bit later in the interview, actually coming up next on the interview, I get more into detail about the Thanksgiving tradition, the NFL Thanksgiving tradition in the city of Detroit with Sonia Greenfield. I asked her that, and she had some great insights on that. So, but nevertheless, the NFL on Thanksgiving Day, it's been a tradition since 1920, and it continues to be a tradition to this day. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back on this special Thanksgiving edition of the League Wraparound, I have Sonia Greenfield. She is the Director of Writer Management. She's an editor and a reporter covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Our Turf Football is a media outlet that covers the NFL from a woman's perspective. I asked her about the Thanksgiving celebrations in Detroit, as well as the NFL's Thanksgiving tradition in Detroit. Oh, and we also recap the Lions game against the Bears, and also talk about the Thanksgiving Day game against the we recap the Lions game against the Cleveland Browns, and we preview the Lions Thanksgiving Day game against the Chicago Bears. Sonia is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the Thanksgiving edition of the League Wraparound.
We travel to see what's around the bend and what we're capable of. And now Capital One's new class of travel card can keep up with you. Introducing Venture X from Capital One. With 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy. Venture X, for those always asking, where next? Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere. Sure beats a golf club or a blender. Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Delivered direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers, subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Modern Life, a brand new podcast from Fidelity Investments that's here to help you live your best life. From marriage and parenting to choosing a career and deciding how to invest your time and money, each week you'll hear stories from incredible people about triumph, change, and discovering their purpose. Search Modern Life wherever you find your podcast and hit follow or subscribe for new episodes. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere. Sure beats a golf club or a blender. Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Deliver direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers, subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Welcome to Modern Life, a brand new podcast from Fidelity Investments that's here to help you live your best life. From marriage and parenting to choosing a career and deciding how to invest your time and money, each week you'll hear stories from incredible people about triumph, change, and discovering their purpose. Search Modern Life wherever you find your podcast and hit follow or subscribe for new episodes. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen. And so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the all-new Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the all-new 2022 Nissan Frontier. With standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-foot of torque.
Welcome to Modern Life, a brand new podcast from Fidelity Investments that's here to help you live your best life. From marriage and parenting to choosing a career and deciding how to invest your time and money, each week you'll hear stories from incredible people about triumph, change, and discovering their purpose. Search Modern Life wherever you find your podcast and hit follow or subscribe for new episodes. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
It's Black Friday now at JCPenney. Hurry and shop thousands of the merriest Black Friday deals while they last. Make spirits bright with up to 75% off fine jewelry. Get innovative with sharper image gifts now up to 50% off. Plus, take home kitchen appliances for $7.99 each after $10 mail-in rebate. Score these deals and more all week long before they're gone. Happy Black Friday, JCPenney. Offers valid on select items 11/22 through 11/28. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the all-new Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the all-new 2022 Nissan Frontier. With standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-foot of torque.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom?
That's more than a 5-minute proposition.
I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
You want to take your vehicle's performance to new heights? You got to give it peak. Like our original equipment technology, antifreeze, and coolant. Our formulas match the vehicle manufacturer's technology requirements so that we have the perfect match for every vehicle. That's one reason why Peak is among the fastest growing brands of coolant in America. We work harder to earn the trust of people like you every day. That's Peak Performance.
Welcome to Modern Life, a brand new podcast from Fidelity Investments that's here to help you live your best life. From marriage and parenting to choosing a career and deciding how to invest your time and money, each week you'll hear stories from incredible people about triumph, change, and discovering their purpose. Search Modern Life wherever you find your podcast and hit follow or subscribe for new episodes. Fidelity Broker Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Boyle in the shotgun. Here's the handoff. Swift trying to get downhill. Swift breaks away. DeAndre Swift. Touchdown Lions. 57 yards.
What his last name is, Beat Swift. The offensive front, they zone it up very nicely. They give him a little bit of time. DeAndre Swift finds that outside, gets a little bit of space, cuts it back towards the grain.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports, and that was running back for the Detroit Lions, DeAndre Swift, scoring a 57-yard rushing touchdown in the Week 11 game against the Cleveland Browns. Unfortunately, Detroit still remains the only winless team in the NFL as they would lose to the Browns. The final score was 13-10. To talk more about this game and some other things happening with the Lions with the Thanksgiving Day game against the Chicago Bears, we want to welcome her back to the program. She is the director of writer management, also editor, and also a feature writer for Our Turf Football, which is a cool website dedicated to giving a perspective of the NFL from a woman's point of view, where she covers the NFC North and the NFC East. And let's welcome her back to the program, Sonya Greenfield. Sonya, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm glad to be back.
Same here. Oh, it's cool. It's no problem. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Detroit still remains winless. However, what were your takeaways from this game against Cleveland?
You know, DeAndre Swift is doing his thing right now. I think that's probably, you know, you got to go with some of the positives, and that's one of them. You know, he's had back-to-back 100-yard rushing games, and as a lot of you may know, it's been forever since we've had, number one, a 100-yard rushing game in forever, and to have back-to-back 100-yard rushing, a rushing yard performance. That's been since the Kevin Jones days, or I'm sorry, Kevin Smith days, way back, you know, in the late 2000s. So it's been a long time. That probably has been the best part of the Lions team. But, you know, it's a little disheartening. you know, yeah. I've already lived through one 0-16. And, you know, I'm hoping that this won't turn into 0-16-1, but, I mean, one of their better chances was against the Browns, and, you know, it's not going to get too much easier after that. So, it's it's a struggle, but, you know, you just got to hope that they're coming up with something. And, you know, not having Jared Goff was, I think he could have potentially made a difference in this game, but with Mr. Boyle. Yeah.
I'm with you exactly. I'm with you, Sonia. I don't want you and the rest of the Detroit Lions fans to have to go through another winless season. It may appear that way, but let's stay focused on more of this game. You mentioned DeAndre Swift. One of the few bright spots of this season, or of this game for that matter, was DeAndre Swift, I'm sorry, rushing for over 130 yards and having a touchdown. Also, the leading receiver in this game against the Browns was T.J. Hockenson, the tight end, with 6 catches for 51 yards. Just give me your thoughts on T.J. and his performance in this game.
A good performance, another good performance by him. And, you know, I think he has the potential to be one of the bigger stars on this team if we can get, you know, enough support for him. But, yeah, I like him, and I think he has potential. And I hope he's able to kind of use him the way like that, you know, as a good receiving tight end, because I think he can be like, you know, not necessarily like a Gronk, but somebody, you know, that we haven't seen in Detroit in a long time. And I love tight ends. I do. And I don't know why, but I just do. I think they're kind of versatile and, you know, they do what they got to do. So I was really thrilled about drafting him. So I love it when he's having a good game. And, you know, he hasn't had any drops recently. So I think he's another bright spot, too.
Yeah, indeed. He's been one of the few bright spots for the Lions this year. And, again, tight ends have been the thing in the NFL for a while. And there's a lot of talented tight ends you mentioned, with Rob Gronkowski and, of course, you know, Travis Kelce. And then there's George Kittle and Darren Waller is phenomenal out in Las Vegas as well. So, you know, let's move along now to the defensive side in this game. We had Will Harris had 6 tackles in this game, and he had a half a sack in this game. And also the leading tackler in this game for Detroit was Tracy Walker III. He had 6 tackles. Just give me your thoughts on Tracy and Will in this game.
You know, they brought it, and, you know, they did what they needed to do. Obviously, they could have done more. But honestly, in some points, you just got to blame it on the offense, because the defense is probably the stronger part of this team. They really are trying to hold this team together. And so, you know, the performance by Will and by Tracy Walker have been good and serviceable. Actually, I would even say more than serviceable, but pretty good, you know. And I think that they're bringing it. They're bringing the energy. I think that they're holding teams to what, you know, they can. They're really trying to be the best of the defense they can be. I appreciate that, and I like that, because honestly, I think that the defense on this team is has more of an edge than the offense, because they've been holding teams, you know, point-wise, Philadelphia aside, but, you know, they've been able to kind of hold teams back, you know, point-wise. So the defense has been working and putting in work, and I think those two have been, you know, a key part of that defense.
All right, and speaking of a key part of the defense, we had 2 defensive backs that had interceptions in this game. It was A.J. Parker and also Amani Oruwariye in this game. Just give me your thoughts on A.J. and Amani in this game.
So AJ and Amani has been my dude, though. He's my one that I, like, ever since he left Penn State, and I was like, you know, I think I kind of like him. And, you know, when we drafted him, I was like, I'm keeping my eye on this dude, because I hope he can get out there and get some chances. And so, you know, anytime he can make an interception or make the play, I'm all about it. And, you know, I really am thrilled with that. I would love to see more of it, and, you know, see him take a bigger role. But, you know, at least in this game, he put up some numbers, and he put on a show. And so I love that. And then the defensive back, you know, they've been pretty good. And like I said, Cleveland probably gave the best chance to win. So they were able to kind of get in there and, you know, get some interceptions. So you love to see that. But, yeah, so they had a good performance as well.
All right, fair enough. And, we mentioned his name earlier, and we have to talk about performances from the passing game. There was no Jared Goff in this game, but Tim Boyle came into this game, and he completed 15 out of 23 passes for 77 yards and two interceptions. Again, Sonia, this was a game where it was about running game and defense despite losing to Cleveland. Just give me your assessment of Mr. Boyle.
77 yards is not going to get done.
No, it won't.
I hate to say that, but 77 yards passing is not going to get it done in this league. And, you know, God bless him, but yeah, I mean, he tried. What else can you say? You know, this team isn't built for him, and, you know, obviously Jared is the best option because, you know, you love to hear, or not love, but, you know, you see Lions fans calling for the backup, calling for the third string. And, you know, I've always been, my mindset has always been, obviously if the coach keeps putting, you know, Goff, there must be something. So obviously Mr. Boyle, God bless him, is just not ready for that big role to be the starting quarterback of the Lions. So, I mean, he tried, but 77 yards ain't going to cut it.
Not at all. And I know Dan Campbell was just – I could only just imagine what that post-game locker room chat was like as well. I mean, definitely dropped a lot of F-bombs in more ways than one. So
oh, for sure.
that was absolutely. You're right about that. So that's the deal on the Lions game against the Browns. And now let's talk now about a division rival. So now we've got Thanksgiving Day game is approaching, Lions and the Bears. We know that Justin Fields, we don't know what his status is going to be for this game. Andy Dalton came in through two touchdown passes. The Bears lost to the Ravens that didn't have Lamar Jackson. The score was Baltimore beating Chicago 16-13. So I got to ask you, Sonia, we know that, let's just say that Justin is going to play in this game. What do the Lions defense need to do to stop the Bears offense if Justin Fields or even if Andy Dalton is going to be playing in this game?
If Justin's playing, for sure, I think they just got to, you know, make him make some bad decisions. The defense, that front line really, the defensive line really has to get after him and get after the quarterback and just, you know, sack him. Make him make some quick decisions, make him, you know, be uncomfortable. I mean, he is more of a running quarterback, but I don't think he's at that level yet, like a Lamar Jackson or, you know, even a Patrick Mahomes. I mean, definitely not there yet. But, you know, defense really has to get after him and, you know, make him make some bad decisions. Andy Dalton, I think that he just, you know, honestly, I'm not 100% sure what the defense would have to do to get after Andy because I've been kind of focusing on Justin more. But I think if Andy Dalton is prone to make some mistakes, right? So you just got to kind of just keep after him. And he's going to make some mistakes for sure. And it's going to be up to the Lions just to be able to capitalize on that and to be able to get their offense going off of the defense. I think this is one of those games where the defense has to be the spark for the offense.
All right, mm-hmm. Now let's move along to the other side of the ball now because, again, mm-hmm. the Bears' defense, they've gone through some changes. No Khalil Mack, he's going to be done for the year. He had foot surgery. Akeem Hicks is out as well. So they don't have those two anchors on the defense for Chicago. And Detroit's offense, we know DeAndre Swift has been balling for much of the year. The quarterback situation, again, the quarterback situation similar to Chicago. Again, we don't know if Justin Fields is going to play or, you know, Andy Dalton's going to step in. Well, it's a similar situation in the D because now we've mm-hmm. got Jared Goff may not play due to a shoulder, so Tim Boyle may get the start. So if you're Detroit's offense, and again, if Jared or Tim is playing, what do you think needs to be the keys to victory against the Bears?
Find Hockenson and give the ball to DeAndre. I mean, that's just it. You got to feed DeAndre. Chicago's offensive line leaves a lot to be desired. God bless them. But they, you know, DeAndre can really tear them up and, you know, just is. And our offensive line has done actually a pretty decent job. I'm sorry. Our offensive line has done a very good job, I think, of, you know, opening up holes for DeAndre. So I think that if our offensive line is, you know, doing a very good job, which I think they can do, I think that that's it. They just got to feed DeAndre, and then they got to give the ball to Hawk, because those two are going to be our best options for our offense. And they got to take care of the ball. Whoever it is has to take care of that ball and not throw it away.
All right, interesting. And that's the Thanksgiving Day game between the Chicago Bears and against the Detroit Lions at Ford Field in downtown Detroit. So, you know, Sonya, again, the Lions, when you think of the NFL and you think of Thanksgiving Day, that tradition is always involving the Chicago Bears, the Dallas Cowboys, and, of course, the Detroit Lions. Let's go into the archives just for a moment. The Detroit Lions have played the most games on an NFL, have played the most Thanksgiving Day games in the NFL. They have currently played 81. And then Dallas is number two with 53. And then Chicago and Green Bay have both tied with 36. Every team has played a Thanksgiving Day game in the NFL except for one. Do you know who that team is?
Oh, that's a very good question. Was it Jacksonville?
Wait, repeat that again?
Is it Jacksonville?
You got it right. It is the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars
are
the only – there you go. You got it right on the spot. The Jacksonville Jaguars are the only active franchise in the National Football League to have never played on Thanksgiving. So – there you go. So Detroit currently.
And I didn't even Google that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
You got it right.
That.
So, mm-hmm. There you go. So Jacksonville currently currently is the only active franchise in the NFL to have never played a game on Thanksgiving. Now Detroit has played the most with 81. The first game, the first Thanksgiving game that the Detroit Lions played was 1934. It was 1934. Yes. Do you know who it was against?
And that was it against the Packers?
No.
Okay, sorry. I can't remember. Who was it against?
It was the Chicago Bears.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the Lions lost that game. The Lions lost that game 19-16. November 29th, 1934 was the Lions' first Thanksgiving game against the Chicago Bears. Of course, their most recent one was in 2020 where they lost to the Houston Texans. So I got to ask you this, Sonya. What's, in your opinion, what is the NFL Thanksgiving tradition like in Detroit?
It's one that the Motor City takes a lot of pride in. And, you know, we do feel bad for, you know, fans having to watch the Lions on Thanksgiving Day, but that's like our tradition. Like that's what we love. That's our claim to fame. We take a lot of pride in that game. You know, William Clay Ford is the one that kind of got it going. You know, the parade in the morning, people come out to the parade. Then after the parade, it's let's head on over to the game. And, you know, they tailgate and they have fun. And, you know, recently they've been watching them lose. But, you know, there have been times when it's been a really fun game. But it's just like a lot of fun. And then you come home and you eat your turkey. And if you're really ambitious, some people will do the turkey trot before. Then they'll go to the parade and then they'll watch the game. But, no, it's one of those things. We love to hang our hats on, and, you know, that brings us a lot of pride and just, you know, yeah, we love it. It's one thing that we really truly love about Detroit, and like I said, one thing that we take a lot of pride in.
Rightfully so, and just want to add a little more history about how the Thanksgiving Day tradition started in Detroit. The first owner of the Detroit Lions, George A. Richards, started the tradition of the Thanksgiving Day game as a gimmick to get people to go to Lions football games and to continue a tradition begun by the city's previous NFL teams at that particular time, which, of course, it started the Lions first started playing their games at night, playing the Thanksgiving Day game in 1934. And what differentiated the Lions' efforts from other teams is that played on the holiday was that Richards owned a local radio station in Detroit, which was an affiliate of the NBC Blue Network, and he was able to negotiate an agreement with NBC to carry his Thanksgiving games live across the network. So it was a gimmick, but it was also a business move, as it is always, right?
Oh,
so,
of course.
Exactly. Of course, yeah.
Follow the money.
There you go.
Exactly.
I want to stay. And I want to stay with the NFL Thanksgiving Day tradition in Detroit. Sadly, we lost the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, a few years ago, and she was a native of Detroit. And I remember vividly, and you remember as well, she performed at a few halftime shows on the Thanksgiving Day games in Detroit. Just tell me, what was Aretha's presence like for the NFL Thanksgiving Day games in Detroit?
Larger than life. I mean, Aretha herself was larger than life, right? So she was the diva. And so, you know, she commanded attention. She commanded our respect. And, you know, she's Detroit. You know what I'm saying? She has that Motown sound, even though she really wasn't with Motown, but she was Detroit. And she is just as much a part of, you know, Detroit as the Lions, as, you know, Mr. Illich with the Tigers. And, you know, she is a part of Detroit. She is like, you know, Joe Louis. She is right there. And so to have her as recently as just a few years ago singing the national anthem and just, you know, being Aretha, it's just, yeah, it's kismet. It's supposed to happen. You know, that's what you expect. So, yeah, it was part of it. She, like I said, she is Detroit. And so just to have her doing that, it's just an honor. And just, yeah, it's tradition.
Absolutely. Rest in peace to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Definitely.
Rest in peace.
Was a Detroit, and was a Detroit native through and through. And speaking of Detroit, you mentioned about some of the cultural institutions of Detroit with the Sound of Young America, Motown Records, of course, the automotive industry with the assembly line, and, of course, with the recent emergence of rap music with Eminem and D12 and Royce the 5'9" and things of that nature. But I want to get just deep into the fabric of the communities in Detroit. What are Thanksgiving celebrations like in the Motor City?
You know, it's all about family. And really, I think, and forgive me if I'm speaking for all Detroiters here, but I want to say it's family and football and just, you know, being together. And, you know, even though it's been a hard few years, you know, we always rally around this. And this is something, like I said, it kind of brings that Detroit pride and that Motor City tough feeling to it. But, you know, we get to come together and just, you know, be and just rejoice in the city and rejoice in family and just, you know, have a great time because it's something that is us. I think it's part of our fabric. And, you know, it's just a wonderful tradition. And, you know, maybe I'm speaking a little too highly of it, but I don't care. It's Detroit. It's the Motor City. You know, we don't get a lot of love a lot of the time, but this is something that, you know, we love and we enjoy, and this is us. This is the Motor City. And it's just, you know, something that we hang our hats on with pride.
Fair enough. And let's stay with the Motor City for a moment. Every city has their little twist on their Thanksgiving dinner. There's many cities out in America. There's New Orleans, there's New York City, there's Kansas City, there's Los Angeles, there's Chicago. Those are just some of the cities that kind of have their little twist on Thanksgiving dinner. Do Detroiters have any twist on a Thanksgiving dinner, or they kind of keep it just basic and consistent?
We usually keep it basic and consistent, but usually, you know, if we eat too much or something like that, or drink too much that next morning, we always have Verner's ready to go, because that's what's going to cure you, is Verner's.
Okay, okay.
Yes,
awesome,
a ginger
awesome.
Ale, a Verner's. Yes, yes, that's what we drink to cure ourselves and make ourselves feel better. Let's see, what else? Tasties, but those are just mostly just like just Michigan tradition, or just, you know, a common Michigan food. Some families gather up and they play euchre and stuff like that while they're waiting, or, you know, things like that. Lots of family type of games. Cornhole. Some people play a lot of cornhole while they're waiting and just, you know, spending family time together. So there's little traditions like that that we like to do.
Awesome, awesome. And speaking of Thanksgiving dinner, what's on the menu at the Greenville household?
Yeah, all the traditional stuff, all the traditional fixings. Although I might make my sweet potato cheesecake, which I've heard is really good. I am not a cheesecake fan at all. I don't really eat cheesecake. So I was challenged to make a cheesecake once, and so I did. And then somebody was like, you should try to make a sweet potato cheesecake. And I found a recipe, and apparently it's pretty good. I throw pecans on it or pecans on it, however you want to say it. I take those, like, I don't even get them from, like, you know, the ones that are already pre-peeled. I take the time and I really, like, crack them open and, you know, separate them out and put them together to make my topping or whatever. So, again, that's kind of like that Motor City, you know, we work hard and, you know, on the line and all that good stuff. So that's my little Motor City piece of the pie, if you will, of the cake. I really take pride in, you know, that handmade tradition that I've started. So, yeah, that's usually what I do.
Sounds yummy. And I want to stay again with Thanksgiving food for a moment. What are your favorite Thanksgiving foods to eat?
I am a dark meat turkey fan. I like the cranberry sauce in a can. I am team canned cranberry sauce.
Okay.
I like my mom's stuffing. It's so, so good. Oh, I love it. And her gravy. Yum. She does giblet gravy. So those are things that I like. Mac and cheese. I do like some good mac and cheese. Collard greens. Candy yams. I mean, you know, your typical stuff. I don't really do chitlins too much, but everything else I'm pretty much down with.
Awesome, awesome. And you heard it from Sonya Greenfield giving us the 411 on the Thanksgiving Day game with the Detroit Lions going up against the Chicago Bears. Also some Thanksgiving stuff. She gave us the 411 on the Thanksgiving Day tradition in Detroit. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So tell everybody what you do at Our Turf Football.
So at Our Turf, we pretty much, we kind of switch our focus a little bit, but we mostly do, we cover all 32 teams of the NFL. We mostly do weekly podcasts, and you can catch us on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. We go live. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Our Turf, and you can catch our shows live. You can interact with us. You can follow us on Twitter, Our Turf B. On Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well, at mom, the number two, the number three, RN. And me and Kate, Dana, and Lisa, we, you know, chop it up about football. And actually, I'm not going to be there tomorrow, but tomorrow we're going to kind of talk about, you know, what's going on with, like, Buffalo, what's going on in Seattle. So, yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. And we usually just bring up, you know, whatever is important on that day. So, yeah, we love to have you guys come listen and interact with us.
Awesome, awesome. So, again, tell everybody where they can find you as well as Our Turf Football, and on social media and any websites you want to pump, let them know that as well.
Oh, sure. So, yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at mom, the number two, the number three, RN. And like I said, I write for Our Turf Football. And you can find them on Twitter, find us on Twitter, at @RourFSB. And we do game day updates and just updates throughout the week. You can find us on YouTube at Archer Football. Subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can see our podcast live weekly on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we interact with you, so please come on and chat because we love the interaction. So, yeah, find us anywhere.
And you heard it from her. She is Sonia Greenfield. She is the director of writer management, and she's also an editor and a reporter covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. It is the original all-female NFL site. Anything you want to know about from a woman's perspective pertaining to the NFL, check out Our Turf Football. That's at Our Turf FB on Twitter. Thanks, Sonia. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you so much, Ed, for having me. You know I always got to come when you call.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, too.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And before I let you go, is there any message that you may have for anybody out there listening that's, you know, these past couple of years have been very tough on everybody. So whatever you want to say, the floor is yours.
Oh, I thank you. Well, you know, I will just say this. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. Reach out. Call somebody who you haven't talked to in a while. Just let them know, hey, what's up, that you're there, that you care. Just take care of yourselves. Do something that makes you happy. Love on somebody. Love your family. Love your dog. Just, you know, have a good time and just take care of yourselves because I love to see you guys having fun and flourishing, and I'm always here cheering for you, okay? Okay, so have a great Halloween or a great Thanksgiving, and just take care of yourselves, you guys.
Thank you so much once again, Sonia, and again, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Oh, for sure.
All right, we'll be back with more right after this.
Boyle in the shotgun. Here's the handoff. Swift trying to get downhill. Swift breaks away. DeAndre Swift, touchdown Lions, 57 yards.
We travel to see what's around the bend and what we're capable of. And now Capital One's new class of travel card can keep up with you. Introducing Venture X from Capital One. With 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy. Venture X, for those always asking, where next? Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
We travel to see what's around the bend and what we're capable of. And now Capital One's new class of travel card can keep up with you. Introducing Venture X from Capital One. With 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy. Venture X, for those always asking, where next? Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the all-new Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the all-new 2022 Nissan Frontier. With standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-foot of torque.
And now, breaking news from migraine sufferer Whoopi Goldberg about Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams.
I got big news. Now Nurtec ODT is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. This is big time.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec ODT. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety information, prescribing information, and patient information, visit Nurtec.com. Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
Nurtec, baby.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Albertsons For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Albertsons For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Albertsons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Albertsons.com/for you for program details.
Sling TV, built to save you money and bring you the channels you love, including ESPN, AMC, HGTV, and more. Watch your favorite comedies, dramas, suspense thrillers, news, sports, and more for just $35 a month. And your first month is only $10. Sign up now and start streaming right away on your TV, phone, and tablet. Take control of your TV solution with Sling. It makes TV flat out better. Go to Sling.com to sign up now and get your first month for just $10.
Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at Cox.com/sports. Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at Cox.com/sports.
What his last name is.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit.
Wendy's breakfast gets just a dollar.
So get a Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit for just a buck each.
Limited time only during breakfast hour. U.S. price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo. Includes honey butter chicken biscuit.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LaBerge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LaBerge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LaBerge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Sonia Greenfield, the Director of Writer Management, an editor and reporter covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Check out the great website at OurTurfFootball.com. And it's OurTurfFB.com. And Sonia, as well as the great ladies over there, providing some great insight on the National Football League from a woman's perspective. So check her out and the rest of the ladies right there on at Our Turf Football. All right, now let's get you to the preview of the Thanksgiving Day games in the National Football League. Let's start off with the Chicago Bears going up against the Detroit Lions. The Bears, they lost a tough one in Week 11 against the Baltimore Ravens at Soldier Field in Chicago. So Justin Fields is injured, will not play in this game. Andy Dalton will get the start against the Lions. Meanwhile, for Detroit, they lost a close one to the Cleveland Browns 13-10 in Week 11. The status for Jared Goff is unknown. Tim Boyle may get his second start of his career. We don't know. But nevertheless, the Bears and the Lions, a lot of tradition in this rivalry. The Bears are fighting for their playoff lives. The Bears are just trying to get any win that they can in order to stay alive in the NFC wildcard race. Meanwhile, the Lions, they remain the only winless team in the NFL, and they're just looking to walk away with a win during this Thanksgiving holiday. As you heard in the interview in the last segment with Sonia Greenfield, Sonia was saying she did not want the embarrassment of another 0-16 season. She just couldn't take it. And a lot of Lions fans don't want to go through another winless season. And definitely the Lions are a proud franchise. They play in a proud city. And Thanksgiving is a big to-do in the city of Detroit. It's been, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Detroit has played in a Thanksgiving Day game since 1934. And I know the stakes are extremely high because, remember, They're the only winless team in the league, and they're going up against a division rival in the Chicago Bears. So there's a lot riding at stake with the Lions and Bears. No Justin Fields. Andy Dalton is expected to get the start. And as far as with the Lions quarterback situation is concerned, Jared Goff may start in this, but Tim Boyle is expected to play in this, is going to be ready in the event Jared cannot go. As far as the running game is concerned, Detroit's running game, really one of the few bright spots on the Detroit offense has been DeAndre Swift. He's played well as of late, and they're going to need a lot of him in this game because the Bears' defense is beat up. Khalil Mack, done for the year. He had foot surgery. Akeem Hicks is out as well. So the Bears are banged up on both sides of the ball, offensive and the defensive side. So Bears and Lions, this is a game for pride for both teams, and it's a division or rivalry game, and it's going to be exciting on Thanksgiving. All right, the next game that we have is the Las Vegas Raiders going up against the Dallas Cowboys. The first time the Cowboys and the Raiders played each other was December 14th, 1974, with the Raiders beating the Cowboys 27-23. The last time these two teams met was December 17th, 2017, with the Cowboys beating the Raiders 20-17. So since then, they've only played each other 12 – the series is tied. They played each other 12 times. Dallas has won 6 times, and Las Vegas has won 6 times. So they're even in this long series, and this is going to be their first time playing each other in 4 years. So the Cowboys embarrassed by the Kansas City Chiefs in Week 11. Meanwhile, the Raiders, they were embarrassed by the Cincinnati Bengals. So this is a must-win for both games. The Raiders are trying to stay alive, not just in the AFC West, but just in the AFC wild card race. Dallas, same thing, because Philly is on their heels. Washington is slowly coming up as well. And Dallas wants to get that NFC East and try to stay alive. And I don't know if they can get a – they may have a chance to try to vie for a top spot, but regardless, they want to win the division and they want to get to the playoffs. So there's, again, similar to the Bears-Lions game, Cowboys and Raiders, there's a lot at stake here in this contest because the season starts now. The season starts in late November, right around Thanksgiving, and it's not about stats. It's about getting the wins. Every win counts and every loss counts, and you want to be in that W. And the Cowboys and the Raiders, they cannot afford any more losses. They've got to get it done, and the season starts on Thanksgiving between the Cowboys and the Raiders. This is going to be a dogfight considering both teams, the state of where both franchises are at in this game. And, of course, we have the nightcap between the Buffalo Bills and the New Orleans Saints. Again, both teams, similar to the Cowboys and Raiders, they were embarrassed in their games in Week 11. Buffalo embarrassed by the Indianapolis Colts. The New Orleans Saints got embarrassed by the Philadelphia Eagles. And they can't say both of these teams are very proud franchises, and they play in very proud cities, and they do not want to be embarrassed for another week. The first time that the Bills and the Saints played each other was on November 4th, 1973, with the Saints beating the Bills 13-0. The last time these two teams played each other was November 12th, 2017, at Buffalo, with the Saints beating the Bills 47-10. But that game was different because the Josh Allen era had not begun yet in Buffalo, so it's a different circumstances now. Buffalo, within the last several years since the Josh Allen era, they've been a serious playoff team. They've been a serious playoff contender again. And as for, you know, Buffalo, they've got Josh Allen, they've got Stephon Diggs, but they just haven't been able to get it going as of late. Defensively, they've had some spots, they've had some bumps in the road, and they definitely, this could be the game where they can get it done against the New Orleans Saints. They're playing at one of the most volatile environments in the National Football League at the Caesars Superdome. And man, you know, Mardi Gras is going to be a Mardi Gras like atmosphere in New Orleans on Thanksgiving. I mean, it's a celebration anytime of the day, any day, every day, all day. And fortunately, the Saints haven't had much to celebrate as of late. Again, losing in Week 11 to Philadelphia, and then with the injuries mounting, of course, the two offensive linemen have been hurt. That's Ryan Ramczyk and Teron Armstead. Alvin Kamara's been battling a knee injury, and now Adam Trautman, the tight end, is out for the next 4 to 6 weeks. So the Saints have been banged up with injuries. They haven't been the same since winning the Tampa game when Jameis Winston got hurt. Trevor Siemian filled in nicely, but Trevor is still trying to find his way on the team. So Thanksgiving night, Bills and Saints is going to be a rocking environment in the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. And currently, these two teams have only played each other 11 times, and the Saints lead the series 7-4. So three great games on this Thanksgiving schedule in the NFL should be exciting. All right, now it's time for my game of the week, and my game of the week is going to be the Chicago Bears versus the Detroit Lions. These two franchises are very proud franchises playing in blue-collar, hardworking cities in the Midwest, Chicago and Detroit. The first time these two teams met was on October the 22nd, 1930. Now, at the time, the Detroit Lions were not the Detroit Lions. They were known as the Spartans. That's right. They were known as the Portsmouth Spartans, and their organization was based in Portsmouth, Ohio. And the Spartans beat the Bears 7-6. And their last meeting was October the 3rd of this year, with the Bears beating the Lions 24-14. So Bears and Lions, I mean, they're about as American as apple pie. Yeah, and you know, both of these franchises have seen it all and have gone through it. The Chicago Bears, last time they won a Super Bowl was the 1986 season. I'm sorry, the 1985 season. Excuse me, the 1985 season was the last time that the Bears have raised the Lombardi Trophy. Meanwhile, for the Detroit Lions, it has been a long time coming. They've gone through, you know, the Barry Sanders era, where there was always in the shadow of Dallas and San Francisco and Green Bay, and could just never get over the hump. And great memories of the Barry Sanders era. And, of course, Billy Sims. There were some good years with Billy Sims. And, of course, we know about the countless Thanksgiving Day games as well. Now, as far as championships are concerned, in the pre-AFL-NFL merger, Detroit had won four NFL championships, 1935, 1952, 1953, and 1957. So both of these franchises, they play right in the middle of America, right in the Midwest, where it's blue-collar and it's hardworking environments, and these are two proud teams playing in proud cities. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, again, as I mentioned earlier, the Bears won a Super Bowl in the 1985 season, and then even before the merger in 1970, the Bears had won eight NFL championships, 1921, 1932, 1933, 1940, 1941, 1943, 1946, and 1963. So this is, again, these two teams, this is going to be the one. They've had 183 meetings, and this is going to be number 184. And this is going to be, I mean, this should be an exciting game. And I'm not just saying this because it's Thanksgiving, but it should be an exciting game. The Bears have a lot to play for. They've had injuries, including their rookie quarterback Justin Fields will not be playing. And Detroit, they remain the only winless team in the National Football League. So they've got a lot of pride. They don't want to play for another winless season. So this is really for it all. This is maybe Detroit's best chance to get a victory this year. Really, it's kind of in their favor almost. But anyway, the Bears currently lead the all-time series 103 with 103 wins, 75 losses, and 5 ties. So again, the record in the all-time series, Chicago leads 103-75-5, 103 wins, 75 losses, and 5 ties. And they've only met in the playoffs one time, and the Bears have won that when the Bears lead 1-0 in a postseason series. So it should be a good I'm expecting this to be a great game. I think this is going to be a really good game. Again, a lot to play for. Both teams are very proud, and this should be a good one. I think it's going to be a good one on Thanksgiving between the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions, my game of the week. All right, before I get on out of here, I'm going to give you my picks for the Thanksgiving Day games. I'm going to start off with the Chicago Bears against the Detroit Lions, my game of the week. I think it's going to happen. I think the Detroit Lions will win their first game of the year. I like the Lions to beat the Bears. The Las Vegas Raiders are going to go up against the Dallas Cowboys. I like the Cowboys to bounce back to beat the Raiders. And it's going to be a really good one in New Orleans for the nightcap between the Buffalo Bills and the New Orleans Saints. And a close one, I like the Bills to beat the Saints. So my picks are going to be Detroit, Dallas, and Buffalo. So there you have it. And I just want to say, before we get on out of here, I would like to wish all of you a very safe and a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Maybe filled with many blessings, and you enjoy your loved ones, enjoy the football, and just enjoy your day off or whatever you happen to be doing. Because every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Every day is a day to be thankful. And again, once again, a big special thank you to Sonia Greenfield, the director of writer management, editor and a reporter covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. And again, until next time, I'm Ed Robinson. May you have a safe, a blessed, and happy Thanksgiving. And you've been listening to the Thanksgiving edition of the League Wraparound. So long, everyone.